Interbet podcast for a Saturday meeting that has now moved to Durbanville. First race is a maiden juvenile plate over 1,000 meters. 4 out of the 7 runners are firsters. Number 2, My Bonnie Boy, good run to 1 Magic, who actually runs late in the day with a good chance. That was its first start after rest and gelding, and that stands out as the best form amongst those with experience. The second race is a D stakes. Originally 8 were carded with a modest average merit rating of just 64. African Memoir has come out. Hiawatha Goldberg, Richard Faree and Rob Barrett teaming up. They're a potent combination and this one can get involved. Best speed figure 85. Barney McGrew, rated close to African Memoir, who as I say has been scratched on their clash a month ago. Major Apollo is a pacey sort and can go well at this track. Heritage Ridge, just 1 from 22 in a group of chronic losers, but has got figures to compete here. Best score of 83. Race 3 is a class 4 over 1250 meters. Cork Bay defeated Blind Date, who's gone in twice subsequently. And he's your favorite, yeah, speed figures of 92 and 94, which is rock solid for the class 4 level. The danger is Lyrical Gangster, who comes in off a career top figure of 96. Kelp Forest mixes his form, best rating of 91, gives him a shake. Witch Hazel romped in its maiden, the figure of just 80, but he could have extended if needs be. And Yamazaki, we've promoted often on this podcast. He has a nice turn of foot, can certainly win at this level, but he's been off track for 101 days and he's not really a sprinter. He prefers further. The fourth is wide open, but our value bet crops up here. Class 4 over 1250 meters. And I like Girl Like Us. She's a regular place getter. Just 2 wins from 25 starts, but she loves Durbanville and I think she'll get the right setup here and she can charge at them late if they go hard, and on a softer track, she may just have enough time to run them down. Wise Declaration is effectively on a hat trick, last ran 157 days ago and will probably need it. Music of the Night is a big danger to Girl Like Us. They've clashed recently and this one shows sustained pace under Miller. All Is Green, I note some anti-post support for this one, has run well at the end of May. Hold-up tactics were used, can also race handy. Lady Lookalike knows how to win, 5 from 29. Stalk and pounce tactics work very well at this track. Raffish Trend is packed with speed but will need to boost its figures somewhat. Then we start moving into double-digit draws, which, as you know, is a disadvantage over the sprints at Durbanville. Gin Palace is not impossible on the figures, but that draw is a bit of a deterrent. So I'm going with Girl Like Us as an each-way touch in the fourth. Race 5 is a class 5 over 1,400 meters. Interesting little lineup. 1, Magic was very impressive, making a smooth debut and getting a figure in the mid-80s, which is decent for a two-year-old. He now goes into open company, so that is a question mark. Also goes over a bit further and also tries a different course. Super Viking has been bumped up 2 official rating points for Neat Post Maiden to trip to Camelot. Fort Yukon will be a pace factor from a low gate. Noonday Gun, 2 from 4 for Craig Zaki, so obviously they get on well. And Thomas Jenkins is interesting, races for Ashley Fortune, who's back to training in South Africa after some adventures in Australia. This one carries 63 going down in grade. Really interesting to see how 1 Magic stacks up at this lower class level, taking on older horses. Then there are 2 feature races, the Iridescent Stakes and the Langerman. Now, the Iridescence looks easier to solve, and the Langerman looks quite puzzling. In the Iridescence, Grapes of Wrath is the pick. I think she'll love the extra ground. She was very impressive on debut, romped home, and got a really nice speed figure with a good come-home sectional. So she is the clear pick. Nothing original there. She's around odds on. Black Nightshade, a market springer, won on debut. She's a ripper, ran well in the winter nursery, then needed a vet check after a complete flop in the summer, so I'm not quite sure what to make of her. Probably the main danger to Grapes of Wrath will be Enticement, who has been making steady progress and just failed in open company behind Blue Lagoon. So Grapes of Wrath could be the best bet on the day, as I see it. The Langerman is quite tricky. Obviously, both of these races run over 1,500 meters. Uncle Sam is a developing colt. I'd respect this one at double-digit odds. Catwalk King won the Somerset after rest and gelding. Aqua Calida hammered another hero in a key maiden juvenile plate, but was a length and a quarter off Kalahari King prior. Now, Kalahari King flopped in the winter nursery at 6-10, was rumored to be unbeatable, but missed out badly. Prior to that, really impressive on debut, and I think this extra ground will suit it. Hero's Journey and Captain's Angel have similar credentials. It's good, it's nice, three close placings. Not the stable elect, I don't think, will need to boost its finish to win here. And From the Island has won its last two before a 73-day rest. Its form ties in with Hero's Journey, and it's good, it's nice. But as I said, I'm not quite sure that that's going to be good enough. The eighth is another open contest over 1,600 meters. It's a class 5. I think Candace Bass has got a strong hand here with Given to Fly, Peaches and Cream, and La Patrona. Before Sunrise, it was a fluent last start maiden win and might not be partially treated at all with an official merit rating of just 74. Miss Attitude. That was a good post-maiden in mid-April. So that's the roundup for Saturday at Durbanville. You'll just need to monitor the track conditions. Grapes of Wrath, Mark van Deventer's best bet. Girl Like Us, the each way play. And others that I would focus on if you're putting together some multiples would be Cork Bay versus Lyrical Gangster in the third. One Magic looks interesting in race number 5.